I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
I was starting now, Justin. Starting now.
All right, buddy. How you feeling? Are you coming down with a little sickness? You were just away. Where were you?
Yeah, buddy. I was in Florida.
Yeah.
Had a good time. Very chill time. It was cold down there. It wasn't too sunny.
Yeah.
Really just chilled.
You didn't hit the beach at all?
I didn't drink. No beach.
No
didn't
beach,
drink.
No drinking. Just smoked a little pot, though.
Not right? Really, no though. Grass? No. I really just chilled. And I'm not going to lie, though. I was very, like, blah. Like, I was sitting there. I did bet a few games, and boy, did I lose. So that really killed the vibe.
Yeah.
So we learned a lot this trip, though. And then, honestly, the last night we went to Topgolf, and I had a couple of beers, and that was the most fun when I drank.
Just a little, that's weird, right? Like, when you drink, you have more fun.
It's bad.
I know, but that I feel the same way,
Scary.
It's like, when I drink, I do have fun. Like, I like it.
I'm like, my energy's high, I'm laughing, I'm dancing. But when I don't, bro, I'm sitting there like,
I know. It's rarely as crazy. I feel the same way.
I don't know.
I feel the same way. Like, if I'm like to go to a bar or a club sober, it's like I don't really want to talk to anyone. I'm kind of just chilling. Like, I'd rather just sit home and watch the game in my house and not eat.
If I'm sober, I look around, I'm like, wow, everyone's just like stupid, and I just want to be in my room.
Yeah, but then when I'm drinking, I'm just like fucking pounding shots, and I'm talking to all the fucking guys.
Dancing,
it's a buddy.
Dancing. It's
So
what is it?
I don't know. I just think, alcohol is a little potty enhancer, and it's just,
it's
like
poison,
everyone else
though.
Feels the same
it
way.
It really is.
It's
poison.
Bad for you. Yeah, no, it's bad for you. It it definitely could up the hunger for me. You know, that's like my downfall. Is like, I'll go out drinking, then I'll go home. Like, nice Uber Eats waiting for me at home.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie though. I'm really not gonna.
Been good though on the health though since the last pot. I've been good.
Been rolling.
Holidays, like, obviously, like, I had a little
The holiday, I feel you.
Christmas, I had some lasagna and fucking shit like that.
Yeah,
I ate a lot, but like, I've been back on track since.
So I'm not gonna lie, when in Christmas down my uncle's, they like, my aunt does like the seven fishes, so I didn't really like eat a lot.
Seven fishes, huh?
I
never had it.
I did like they have Greek, so there's a lot of like Greek appetizers. I did a lot of those.
Yeah,
but this trip I was heavy on the desserts, man. I was just pounding cheesecake.
Nice cheesecake pounding. Huh? My grandmother makes like the lemon cookies and
yeah,
it sounds bad when I say it like that, but it's really good.
Yeah, no.
What else did I have? Fucking some icebox cake. Blanket right now. The little fucking brown balls with the fucking sprinkles on it. I forget what those are called. Yeah.
Oh,
I forget what they're called.
I forget.
A couple pizzalis, you know what I mean?
I forget the name.
I don't know.
We're not Italian.
Yeah, we're not. That's funny. My grandmother was like, what does Marissa's family do for Christmas? Because I went to her family's on Christmas Eve, and I just told her, just get together, little catering. She was like, oh, they're not real Italian. They don't do the seven fishes. I'm like, we're not Italian either.
Yeah, no.
She got dead pissed. I'm like, I don't know. You could say you are, but you don't speak Italian.
My cousin John's girlfriend's family, they're all like Sicilian. And
because
they got engaged when we were down there. So like,
how was it?
It was good.
How'd he do it? Like, give me the fucking scene.
They were on the way to dinner, and like, he just found the right spot. It was on the boardwalk, sunset, and he just did it.
Everyone seen it?
I don't know. No,
he did it by himself?
They went to dinner by themselves, yeah, and he did it.
Damn. And they came home, and fucking everyone was pumped.
Yeah, there was a surprise. Like, the whole families knew they were doing it.
Yeah.
So there was a surprise party at my uncle's bar.
Are they doing like a wedding? Like a big wedding or anything, or just like a small?
Nah, they're gonna do a big.
They
both got good families that like really want to support it.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
It's gonna be like an Italian wedding.
That's nice.
Cause she's so Italian. Like, she brought the rainbow cookies. She brought all like the Italian cookies.
Nice. Yeah, the rainbows.
I wish I went there for Christmas with them.
Yeah. Either there or Nikki and JoJo's. One of the two. Nice spread out Nikki and JoJo's.
Yeah, we gotta go back to Nikki and JoJo's.
Yeah, that was
good.
The vlog's up now. If you guys haven't watched the vlog to New York, go watch it.
Oh,
now.
Everything with the New York.
Yeah, everything's up right now. Actually, no, we have another part two of the vlog coming out. This comes out tomorrow, so Thursday. Yeah, so
part
check
two.
That out. But yeah, no, that was a good trip too. I think we did we do our last podcast after that or before that? I forget.
I think it was after.
After, yeah, but that was a fun trip. What else, man? What else is going on? What sports team fucked you the most this week? That's what I want to know. You said you lost a lot of money this weekend.
Honestly. I had it.
Who really fucked you nice?
So you want to? You know what? My favorite pick was Pittsburgh. That hit Pittsburgh. I loved Washington. They were +3. That covered. They were getting smoked, but
that
covered.
Did cover somehow.
Bro, and you know what? You know what? I took the money line. I really thought they would win. So that really banged me. Washington, stupid pick. But one pick I loved, and it really fucked me. was Baltimore, bro. I loved Baltimore. And I said, you know what? I've been wrong this whole week. I'm going San Fran. And I bet basketball. I did all the Christmas games. I hit every single pick. And I took San Fran like an asshole. Never, yeah, ever, man. Ever will I do that. I got to stick to my gut no matter what.
Yeah, you have to.
Even
yeah.
if I've been wrong all week. But listen, I had a big one last night.
Let's go.
I had a free play. Free play with Fanatics, $20. Bro, I hit 6 NBA games.
Jesus
I hit a college Christ. Football game. I turned 20 into 1,000, and now my whole mood's changed because I'm not negative in the account no more. Because my in-law hit me with the yeah, car yeah, payment. Yeah, it all came out course, at once.
But you know, now this is what you do. You take all 500, put it in the bank account, and you just really lock in the two-leg parlay tonight.
I'm up, though. I'm up. And
like just parlay fucking who's a lock this week? There's some good teams playing shitty teams this week.
Yeah, there's no locks.
How about Philly, Miami? How you feeling about that game?
Philly's not playing Miami.
They're not? Who's playing Miami?
Baltimore.
That's what I meant. I knew it was two good teams. You want to know
why? I love Baltimore again at home because if Miami loses, they're playing Buffalo next week for first place. Mm. Buffalo's going to beat the Patriots by at least a touchdown. Because last time Pats were getting big points like that, they're just
convinced the Pats are going to keep it close every game, to be honest.
They might. They might.
They've been fucking, they've been finding a way.
I'm taking Buffalo money line, though. Yeah. I mean, they ain't going to lose to that game. Lose to them again at home.
Yeah.
Buffalo just gave big points to the Chargers, didn't cover.
Yeah.
You know who's a lock this week, though?
Who?
I really think, like, Green Bay alternate spread 7.5 playing Minnesota. Green Bay is still in it. They're one win. They're a better team than Minnesota.
Yeah.
They're a better team. There's good teams playing shitty teams, but they're not all going to win. For example, Houston, CJ Stroud's back. They need a win. They're playing shitty Tennessee. Tennessee got one win on the road. How do you not take Houston money line?
It's just funny because we have these breakdowns every week and then just like some bullshit happens. Why the fuck? Even the Rams.
The Rams are playing.
But for the majority, it's right. Like it's just like not, like, there's always just, one
you,
or two.
You got to sniff out a couple bullshit ones. Yeah, yeah. That's going to bang.
We got to do like Prejute's betting corner or something.
No, because bro, I do have picks. I do hit. I definitely.
What's your record? You had like a nasty record or something.
It's up. It's good. I'm still up. I'm still up. Fucking quote unquote 15 G's.
Prejute's picks.
We should do it.
Yeah, we should.
I hit Cleveland last night. I knew they were going to smoke them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cleveland did smoke them bad.
Knew it. That was an easy pick. Very easy pick.
We'll have to reconvene for this weekend, but I think let's segue a little bit here. Let's go into the new year, man. It's a new year.
Wait, we gotta have Justin show that video of the Entourage remake.
The only reboot I want to see out of Hollywood is Entourage, HBO's smash TV series. As a matter of fact, there's a crew of TikTokers on the East Coast that resemble the original cast. Two brothers from New York, Nicky and JoJo Scarlatta, Vinny Chase and Johnny Drama. Then you have their Boston friends, hardcore friends for life, the Prosciutto Poppy and Tommy Guarino.
Then you have Maggie,
you have Ian Brownhill, and there's a few others that I see within this cast, but the Prosciutto Poppy definitely is Turtle. I mean, you guys can recast this any way you want.
He's kind of a goat.
But I'm telling you right now, Entourage 2.0 social media.
Did anyone comment on this?
Would be just a open smash. Up
just us commenting.
Mark, I know you've met these guys. What are we doing?
It's crazy, bro, because like, yeah, check that out now. It's crazy. All right, so here's a couple. I have a couple takeaways. So number one, it's just crazy because like I'm looking at that. I'm like, did anyone comment? And it's like, just like, you know, we commented like, oh, thank you, whatever. And I'm like, bro, like the shit we have is so gold. It's like more people need eyeballs on it. Like, because when people see it, everyone can like resonate with it in some way. Like it's good. Everyone that sees it like knows it's good. And the fact that we have the fucking The Rock watching it, Mark Wahlberg, I'm sure Ben Affleck, Matt, everyone's seen it. I just like, I know if that ever gets put out on like a TV show or network, it's going to be seen by you know what I mean?
It's actually over.
Like it's a hustle to do what we do to get shit pushed out on social media because not everything blows up. Mm-mm. Like we have some gems that like haven't done that good just because it didn't hit the algorithm correctly or, you know, anything. It could be anything.
It gets to that point. Like, for example, the kids on Power, Michael Rainey and Gianni.
Yeah.
They get to that point where it's like, yo, they can put out anything and it's going to hit because they have those. Yeah. They're just, it's
like, that's the thing is like everyone And I agreed to this with this to a certain extent. It's like TV's on its way out and radio and all that's on its way out, but it's still big. It's still really big.
That's it. It's still it.
Like that, like, I don't know. I don't know the exact numbers of like how many people are like watching the shows to social media, but like I know for a fact when people are on Netflix or like any of these are like on a TV show, like they're gonna blow up. Like it's gonna blow up.
It's like TV's on its way out, like Comcast, but like Netflix and the streaming.
Right. The streaming. The streaming. Well, because that's going that's what that's on, right? Streaming.
Like yeah, power stream, and all that. Well, it's like it's basically like back in the day you could go on HBO on Comcast and type it in, but now it's like it's its own streaming thing. Like you have to
isn't it crazy how TV shifted where it's like I still remember too when there would be like a new episode you have to wait a week and you're looking forward to that one time to watch the episode. Mm-hmm. But now it's like you can just go on Netflix and all 10 episodes are there and you just watch it through.
Then there's like Power, for example. You still sweat that week out because Power's that good where it's like you sweat that week out and it's just that good. But that's 50 Cent though, bro.
I haven't watched a show where I've been looking forward to the next week in Madeline. I can't even tell you the last one I've watched like that.
Power,
I was just streaming and then I don't have fucking the Stars, so I haven't watched anything else on Power. I just watched the original show. I haven't watched like Chapter fucking whatever.
And they're good with Michael Rainey and all them.
I should get the Stars and watch it.
Someone, who did I run into? I seen Jake Polino and he was like, yo, bro. He goes, you guys, I'm like so proud of you guys.
He texted me. He's like, do you want the 9-zip? I'm like, I mean, buddy, if you have my size, and he does. So he sent me one.
They're pretty sick. Yeah, they are dope.
I'm just gonna walk around with it zipped up.
Did the hats come in? The rest of the hats or no? For the other people?
The rest of the hats. Oh, no, not yet. I have fucking Fastoolies in my car.
I got Flicks in the car. I gotta put take in the care office.
Of. But to got off topic here. But the Entourage thing, that video, I was thinking what he was saying is like, because he's talking about like us literally doing the show as a reboot, like a whole different thing. And I think he's spot on with the Turtle, because like Turtle's like kind of the single potty kind of one, like, you know what I mean? Like what you are, like, you know what I mean? He's more like he potties, but like he's kind of more like, you know what I mean, strict on himself. Like I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's not like going out like fucking mad girls and shit, you know? Like you'd be the one to like be going out trying to fucking shit, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Well, I have a girlfriend, so it's like that's what I'm saying. That's why, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, Turtles definitely go Jerry Ferrara. You know Jerry Ferrara?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Goat.
No, Kevin Connolly? Goat. Yep. Shout out Kevin Connolly. Another fan of the program.
It's crazy.
But yeah, no, I mean, do you have any thoughts on it? I think it'd be pretty sick to fucking do that. Mock was a producer on it, right?
I thought it was based
on
him.
Did he start the show, Justin?
I thought it was based on him.
It was based on him.
Damn, isn't that just funny that like this has happened? I really think it's going to happen. 2024, I think there's an Entourage reboot, and I think it's going to be us.
You know what's nuts, bro, is like I'll watch, like, even when we're not, when the camera's down and we're with Nikki and JoJo and like, really just Nikki and JoJo, to be honest. I feel like just our chemistry with them off camera too is just like, damn, I'm like, I could really just picture this being like a reality TV show. Like if we had a camera on us at all times, like a Jersey Shore,
think about
the videos from the night of the Celtics that we went with them? Just like the clips of the whole night from the dinner to the game to the Moxies to Nikki in the bedroom after.
Just hanging out.
Like our personalities together is fucking hilarious. I don't laugh at a lot of shit.
I wish like even when we were at Moxie's talking to the girls, like even the shit that we were saying, that's
but if there was like a camera there the whole time,
I know,
I could literally see that as like a Jersey Shore. Like it literally reminds me.
If we had the camera 24/7, it's just the best.
Don't have a camera guy that's supposed to be doing that.
We do have a camera dude that's supposed to be doing it.
I'm just kidding. We love Flick. Flick just had a baby. Shout out Flick. Shout out Flick. Jonathan LeBlanc.
Yeah, we just
had a baby Amara.
But this is where you got to grind it out. Yeah, when you're back against the wall, it's like straight survival mode right now.
Right. Can you imagine having a kid right now?
No.
No, right?
Nah, bro. I can be like, take care of myself.
Yeah. A lot more maturing to do too.
I don't have a family to support.
Yeah, no.
But if you especially, do, it's especially different for though. You, if though. If you got both families that are there for the baby.
Like, if I ever had a kid, which I don't plan on anytime soon, I like at least know I have my family there. I have her family there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like for someone like you who's literally on your own, like besides your friends, like that would be fucking, but who knows? Maybe you'll fucking be with the girl one day who has a supportive family that helps and shit, you know, make your life a little easier.
Yeah. See, what's fucked up is like,
you don't want to deal with it though. Get the fuck away from me.
I
can see you having a real beef with your mother-in-law. Like you would have real beef.
I was just about to say though, beef. I really think I want someone like me where I could just start a family with them. And that's really it. Like, honestly,
just you, the wife and the kid.
And then have obviously my cousins, like I'm super close to my cousins in Florida. My cousin John and Victoria. Like I want.
How about Uncle Flick?
Yeah. I mean, like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, camera, nah, like, I know. It's different. Balls. But my cousin John, like, he's getting married. He knows he ain't having a kid for a while, for a couple of years, five like years at least. But I want to be close with them.
Oh,
like,
Justin, really congrats! Do. You just got engaged. Yeah. Our producer really? Justin just got engaged. Congrats, brother! When was it? What day?
Saturday.
Oh, his cousin got engaged Friday. That's mad funny. Let's go. How'd you do it? We'll break it down a little bit.
We were on our way up to Maine, so we stopped in Portland and went to like this lighthouse that she really liked. And yeah, I had a photographer meet us
in. Damn, in Portland too?
Yeah.
Did you have to find one in Portland or the guy drove up?
I had to find one in Portland.
Damn. How'd you do that? Facebook Marketplace?
I looked everywhere, bro. There was this app called, or website called Snapper. Kind of like an Uber, but a photographer. Like
interesting. Did he do engagement shots before?
Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, you put in what you were looking for, how much time, like how many photos you wanted. Like,
crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good app. Yeah.
I always wondered that because I'm like, if like whatever the day comes, like it's like when I plan on being with Marissa. Like it's like when she's always like, yo, you got to have a photographer there, like the video person there. She chose like, I mean, like she just suggested because it's like you want to capture the moment, you know. Yeah. And I know it would mean a lot to her. It would mean a lot to me too. But I'm always like, damn, if I ever did it in like another state or something, like how would I even? Because I know some guys, but I'm like, I'm someone gonna drive fucking 3 hours to go Snapple. Do it? Yeah. But
I was talking to my cousin. I'm like, you want me to come like hide in the bush? Maybe I'll grab a few photos. That's like, funny. He's like, no. He's like, bro, I don't.
Also, he didn't do any like photos of it. I mean, I respect that though because it's like you're really in the moment too. You know, so it's really only a memory like they're gonna have, which is cool, I guess.
Yeah,
I would want like to capture it, but like
I just I get like it, dog. This is just me personally because I've always just had a worry about a roof over my head and security. Like I just don't see the point into marriage, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just still very young. I'm just still very young.
We're both
bro.
Young, and who am I to I'm give you like, advice? Like I don't fucking I'm just know like, either.
Yeah, let me drop 10K on the ring and. Yeah, now I have nothing.
I think you got to meet the right person.
You got to meet the right person. And dude, you can't sit here and tell me that money is not a factor.
It is a factor.
It's like, what do we do when we have 30,000 saved? And why are we getting married? what are we getting married for?
No, it has to make sense, bro. It has to make sense. No way. Yeah. If you're getting married and going broke, what's
it's
the point?
It's just crazy that some people think it's like, oh, we've been dating for 2-3 years. Yeah, we have to do it now. Because other people are looking at us saying it's like, whoa.
Why do you care about other people?
Yeah, dude. I think I'm just on a very solo mission until that's I have it. Security. Until I have like a house where I don't have to stress, bro. I think that's my mission. I really do.
Yeah, until you have like a...
Not even a house, but like a condo, something where it's like, yo, this is fucking mine. I can leave for 3 months and I have a home. Like, I just haven't had that feeling, bro, since I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's good to be on your own, but also if you find the right partner, that's empowering too, though. You know, if you have that person in your corner that you could always go to, that you know is always going to support you and help you, that's big too.
That's how I see that with my cousin and his girl. They are so in sync. Like, she loves him for him. Like, he can be him without having to change any. Exactly. Like, she's not sitting here trying to change him. Yeah. And it's just they're so in sync. Like, she'll say some corny, funny shit like him. I'm like, damn, I really see why you guys. Funny. It's you guys are so alike.
How'd they
like,
meet each other?
She's from like Hudson, Florida, and he's from Tarpon Springs. It's like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I guess just like living somewhat close.
That's dope.
But when he was in the military, she like flew up to see him. And then it was all history. Now she's living in Virginia with him, and now he's picking orders. He's trying to go back to Florida, but we'll see. But it's crazy, bro. Shout out to him. It's big. Fucking, there's no, like, they, obviously, like, every relationship's beefs, but like, they're in sync, bro. I swear to God.
Yeah, there's some people that just have that, like, that energy that just, like, meshes. I don't know. Like, I feel like every relationship has a piece of that, but some people have it, like, more than others, for sure, you know? Yeah.
Like, seeing them, I'm like, damn, like, this is what it, that's what it, yeah, it is.
Like, that's, like, when you look at that, you're like, that's what I, like, I want something like that. If I ever were to have something, it's something like that.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Like, he can, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I really don't, but, like, they're just synced, bro.
Buddy, you're on a mission right now, so there's no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're both on a mission, honestly.
For real.
Everyone's on a mission. For real. It's 2024.
Yeah, I wrote
we got
down.
We got big goals this year.
I wrote down the goals this
year. What are some of your goals for 2024?
One of the biggest ones was launching the audition.
Yes. Yeah, we got to get that out. Yep. Talk a little bit about it. You know what I mean?
Well, give the auditions.
Give the people a little context.
Oh, about it. It's content live.
It's content live. About it's content live. I don't think they really know about it.
There's some works with some people.
You don't got to dive in too deep. Yeah. A little
no, really. Context. It's basically what we're trying to bring Shark Tank and
like America's Got Talent.
And basically Drewski's shit all into one.
Yep.
Really, it's really, I think we're really trying to get exposure for other people as well. Really trying to give other people a chance to come in, and you're going to have to fill out a form and, you know, maybe do like a little interview, like a little voice tryout audition, you know, see how people perform in front of camera. And if you got a small, like a pizza place and you want to get some exposure, you come in, and if it's good content, we'll post it. And
yeah, I think it's like, I think it came to us because obviously we're always thinking of new ideas and shit. And we were like, okay, well, let's see what we have. Like, we're two of the biggest people in Boston on social media. How can we, like, integrate that with getting fans involved? And it's like, okay, well, we could support and help people with our social media, but we could also get content out of it if we do it, like, America's Got Talent style. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They come in, they pitch their business, or if they have a talent, come in, do your talent, a singer, rapper. If you want to be in a video, if we like you, we'll fucking sign your life away. It's content.
Sign your life away, yep.
Yeah, but yeah, but it's going to be comedy based, obviously. Like, we're going to be the judges. Like, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have security with us and shit. Like,
if we fuck with you hard enough, we'll give you a sandwich.
And I think, should we reveal where it's going to be? I don't think we reveal yet.
I don't think we know.
We're not going to reveal where it's going to be yet.
There's two spots.
Couple, two, three. But stay tuned for that. What other goals?
Another one was an annual salary that I really think we're both going to hit. And it's a quarter of a million.
Yeah, $250,000 this year.
Whether I can really just, with the talks going on in the year we had last year, I just, something about 2024, me, you, we're 24, Nikki JoJo, 24, something.
24.
Because it's really starting to show that, like, obviously Nikki JoJo can do their own thing, you can Kobe, do your own thing, you can do your own thing, I can do my own cookie thing, but, like, the future is together.
That's what I'm saying. And that's,
it's together.
That's partly something we got to figure out too.
Look at Adam Sandler. He too could have been fine doing movies with any
stand-up comedy and shit.
No, but he could have been fine doing movies without having his people in it.
Yeah.
Without having David Spade in it.
It is crazy. Every movie he does, he has his people in it, which is fucking sick.
That's just it. You have a group.
That's the goal. Yeah. But yeah, you're totally right where it's like each of us can do our own thing, but we're stronger in numbers, bro. Like, you see the chemistry we have together, and it could be so much bigger. That's why it's smart to figure out a way to have Nikki and JoJo. And I mean, they're already involved in its content. They're already involved in it. And they're obviously, like, we want them to be involved. We just got to figure out a way where it's like they have a piece of the pie and we're all pushing the same thing. And you know what I mean? We're all fucking.
Yeah, I know, because I want to get, like, its content merch, like New York. And then you got, like, the Staten Island, like, the bros wearing their shit. And I think it's going to work.
And bro, we're in very similar positions because in Staten Island and in New York, and without saying too much information, like, we're in similar places where it's like they're, like, New York's a lot more saturated with those kind of creators. Mm-hmm. So sometimes his lights dimmed on them a little bit, but they're really, they're probably the two most talented ones, bro. Two of the most talented ones in New 100%. York, but they get overshadowed sometimes because of, like, other bigger creators there and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, us here, it's like, we are probably the biggest here, but when it comes to, like, corporate sponsors and stuff like that, it gets tough because we swear and shit.
It does
and
get,
like,
tough.
So no, it's like, we're in similar positions where we all have, like, a chip on our shoulder and it's like, all right, let's fucking build something together where you can't be denied anymore. And that's it.
That's really it.
That's
all it is.
Yeah.
But even look at Boston, look at the Nelk Boy. It's all group. It's all groups. Mm-hmm. It's not just.
You need a group, bro. You need a group. You don't need a group, but to take, like, imagine if fucking, I mean, I guess grown up Italians doing it a little bit and I respect the fuck out of them. But imagine if all those guys truly came together and, like,
imagine if they had all
actually made a fucking, like,
a group and they
called
was
something it's called push. Everyone's pushing that one group.
And they got Mo, they got Kuj, they got the Scott. It's
the twins. Yeah.
On everyone. A different level.
And all of them are fucking mad talented on their own and they could all do their own thing. Like similar to us, we could all do our own thing, but it's like, I just think that's the way. I don't know. Maybe we're the ones with its content to bridge the gap and everyone gets involved in somehow. Who knows?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's going to happen.
Goals for me. I don't know. I didn't really think of any yet, but I mean, off the top of my head, health, number one.
Yeah. That was the first thing I wrote, lose weight in all capital letters.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get more specific with it though. Cause I feel like I'm always just like, all right, I'm going to lose weight this year, but it's like, all right, well, let's get specific down to, like, all right, month one, how much do you want to lose? Month, 3 months, or how even, much, where do you want to be at?
I was just going to say spring, like March, where do I want to be at? I want to,
And just stick to that and just have that goal in mind and just keep going to the gym.
I think 20 in 3 months is reasonable.
I think, too, another thing that helped me when I lost a lot of weight when I was, like, 18, like, weighing myself helped a lot. It does get in your head sometimes, but weighing yourself once a week, at least you know you're on track.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? No, like, when you're going to have that cheat meal during the week, it's like, oh, fuck, I got to hit the scale. So it's like, I probably shouldn't have this, you know? So I think I'm going to get back into weighing myself this year every week and just staying on track like that. Because then you can really set goals for weight loss and shit.
I feel like the biggest thing is the consistency on when you eat.
Yeah.
Obviously, what you eat and when you eat. Like, if you're in rhythm with it, it's going to... That's when I was looking
feeling back. That right now with the fasting, bro. With I'm like really so getting in a rhythm with the fasting.
The 24 hours is fun because you stop it. But then because when that is. One time you do eat in your head, you're like, yeah, I really want to put that good stuff in my body right now because this is all I need. This is all I have.
Like, I don't want to just pound Dave's hot chicken and it's like, all right, well, now I'm hungry again because it's like not for real, nutrient for dense. Real.
And then, you know, every Friday you do have that one cheat meal. Shout out to Master Shredder. Just kidding. But, kind of. But, I mean, it is though. That one cheat meal, if you do you want to have sushi, you want to have a burger, you have a burger.
I think that's big, too, is having that one cheat meal to look forward to, whether it's that roast beef three-way with fries, whether it's the sushis, whatever it is. Like, having that one...
No, bro. I'm locked in. I mean? Locked in. I had a pot yesterday.
It's funny. We talk about food every podcast. I love it. It's fun. Health and food.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because the podcast is just our lives. It's like, you guys want to know us.
This is
like our struggles. This is what we're just keeping it real.
It is.
I've struggled with fucking health my whole life, bro. My whole life.
Always just been munching.
Up and down, you know?
But I was really saying, I'm like in high school, I would really go to school every day, not eat.
Yeah.
Get out, go to the gym.
That was the nice part about school, is like you were actually in a routine every day.
You were, that's what I'm saying. That's where I dropped. You dropped mad weight in high school too.
That was
because it was the routine. Because it's like you go in, okay, word, you know, every day you're not eating until I get out. And then I would go to the gym.
2 o'clock.
I would work out and then have a protein shake, then go home and eat. And then that was it.
Yeah.
Every single day.
I would go to school, like you said, wouldn't touch a thing. Maybe I might have had a bar at lunch, like a protein bar.
I would eat like the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches sometimes.
Yeah. And then I would go to I'd go to RPM Fitness in Winthrop, and then I'd fucking go home and I'd have a meal and that's it.
That was it.
Yeah. People are going to be listening to this being like, you're only going to eat one fucking meal a day. But it's I don't know. When you're in a routine and your stomach starts shrinking on the inside, it's like you don't need much to fill you up. I'm already feeling it just being 2 weeks into it now. Having that one meal a day, it's like I feel like I'm fuller quicker.
You definitely are. Your stomach is definitely shrinking.
I know there's going to be a lot of nutrition experts in the comments. Yeah, but listen. Yeah. Nah, it's we're doing what works right now.
That's really it, bro. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the pay out. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. She gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town.